thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
For all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants, that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity.
Under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Welcome, graceful viewers, to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. For uplifting programming, please join us in Europe, Eurobert 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbert 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 Ku-band and Intelsat 10 C-band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobert 2 and Hotbert 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, AsiaSat 5, and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19, Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 93 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environs, Channel 40 on CSSAT. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Bouê, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on SIAT Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 01 on Basatcom Bafut. In Bafoussam, Channel 30 on Blendlesat. And in Adéa, Channel 37 on Ite Blessimon Acedema.
In Brazil, in São Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Veja. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV, and Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. And in Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV.
In Colombia, in Guarandá, Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarandá TV. In Huachata, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Huachata TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cableba TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor and Aledaños, Channel 44 on Via Visión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on ASO Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativá UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. And Channel 62 on Telemorisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Telelunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso, Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativá, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Telereliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achí Bolívar, Channel 29 on Achí TV. In Mahagual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahagual TV. And in Sucre Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Teleran Nuevo Arenal and La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal de Lago, SAA. In Buriscal, Mora, and Ocosta, Channel 78 on Cable Visión de Occidente. And in Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tireo, El Río, and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Visas Televisión. In Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Joditel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristóbal Province, Channel 75 on Cristel Cablevisión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Valleme, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Tapiraguay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiaole Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 3 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. In Puozhou City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunling County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV and Channel 108 on Beigang Cable TV. In Tainan County, Channel 106 on Xinyong'an Cable TV. In Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhengtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hof Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Internet City, Channel 26 on Hua Tengu Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himur Cable TV. In Subakhtar, Seleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhang Ur Province, Channel 8 on Darhang Broadcasting System. In Channel 44 on Hua Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bainzar and Khan Ul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Khotor, on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undakhan City in Khenti Province, Channel 23 on Sampur Company. And in Sanshan City in Darnangob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelmtel, and in Hamburg on Willytel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. Master Television is also accessible online at suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, a Formosan or Taiwanese hospital donates $250,000 in medical equipment to Nicaragua. In technology news, Google software to enhance communication is offered to Iranian citizens. Please stay tuned for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, March 15th, respected United Nations diplomat Dr. Sergio Vieira de Mello was born in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil in 1948. Dr. Vieira de Mello was a member of the UN staff for more than 30 years, the majority of which was for the UN High Commissioner for Refugees. In 2002, he became the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights. Throughout his career, Dr. Vieira de Mello worked in numerous countries, including Bangladesh, Sudan, Lebanon, Rwanda, Timor-Leste, and Iraq. He was lauded for his outstanding efforts in the UN's humanitarian, peacekeeping, refugee, and other programs. He was honored posthumously in 2003 with the United Nations Prize in the Fields of Human Rights. May Dr. Sergio Vieira de Mello's distinguished legacy encourage others to courageously assist brethren in need around the world.
Flying news. Challenges mount for quake and tsunami struck Japan. A biggest ever quake that displaced the main island Honshu, followed by a giant tsunami and troubles with nuclear plants, have created enormous challenges, ones that Japanese Prime Minister Naoto Kan said represented the worst crisis since the tragedy that struck the nation at the end of World War II.
With a confirmed death toll that stood at nearly 2,800 as of Tuesday, March 15, hundreds of bodies were still being found along the shoreline in the region that received the tsunami's full force, and total fatalities expected to reach the tens of thousands. Prime Minister Mr. Khan said that 15,000 people have been rescued, with more than 15,000 others who remain missing. According to Japan's Kyoto News Agency, 1,000 bodies were discovered in Miyagi's Ochika Peninsula, while another 1,000 was seen in the town of Minamisanriku, where 9,500 have been reported missing. According to the NHK News Agency, some 63,000 buildings were damaged or destroyed. On Monday, the Japanese Meteorological Agency reported a 70% probability of a magnitude 7 quake in the next 3 days and continued risk of tsunamis. Worries of aftershocks, hundreds of which have been dangerous for unstable buildings and thus hampered relief efforts, have been compounded by fears of nuclear radiation.
Meanwhile, 2 days after the hydrogen explosion of a nuclear reactor in Fukushima, a second hydrogen blast occurred on Monday at the Fukushima Daiichi plant, as the government on Sunday had warned. 11 people were injured. It was also discovered that yet a third reactor's cooling system at the same plant failed, with a third explosion that occurred on Tuesday morning.
As radiation levels increased to 8,217 microsieverts per hour at the plant, or 8 times the normal exposure for a year, workers were evacuated. Concerns were further heightened because the fuel rods in this reactor, known as number 2, had been exposed to the air earlier when the water pumping system malfunctioned, increasing the possibility of a meltdown. The reactor may now be at even further risk, as officials say that approximately half the fuel rods are still exposed, and the blast may have caused damage to the reactor's containment vessel. Any resulting leaks would make the nuclear fuel rods even more difficult to cool, as well as releasing additional radiation. Following a fire that occurred in yet another reactor on Tuesday, Japan's Prime Minister Kan issued the warning that the radiation at the Fukushima plant had reached a level considered harmful to human health. As he also stated, the possibility of further radioactive leakage is heightening. He urged everyone within a 20-kilometer radius to leave immediately, with people living up to 30 kilometers away being recommended to make their homes airtight and stay indoors to avoid radiation sickness.
Prior to the third explosion, the Japanese government had requested international assistance in its attempts to stabilize the nuclear situation, and the U.S. has sent a team of experts with 2 officials from the nation's Nuclear Regulatory Agency, with U.S. President Barack Obama reiterating a promise to continue to help Japan. The U.N. International Atomic Energy Agency, IAEA, is also sending expert teams in response to Japan's request for help in managing the nuclear crisis. According to France's Nuclear Safety Authority, ASN, the nuclear accidents even before the third explosion could be classified as level 5 or 6, similar to the 1979 U.S. Three Mile Island meltdown.
Prime Minister Kan, meanwhile, urged citizens to conserve energy and prepare for planned outages across the country. Some 210,000 people living near the power plants have been evacuated, among 590,000 that the United Nations reports now represent the total evacuees of this disaster.
As of Tuesday, 1,500 people have been scanned for radiation, with up to 160 who may have been exposed. With fears that this could turn into a Chernobyl-level disaster, many people are bracing for the possibility of a complete meltdown at the troubled Fukushima plant. Although Russian nuclear experts said on Monday that fallout from a possible nuclear disaster is unlikely to reach the nation, even in a worst-case scenario, radioactive steam from the plant could reach the Japanese capital, Tokyo, in a matter of hours.
Many survivors are still isolated or in shelters that are now home to some 600,000 evacuees, but are desperately short of water, food, blankets, and electricity as they endure extreme cold, especially at night. At least 1.4 million households have also been without water, and 1.9 million without power since Friday's tremor. Shops throughout the northeast coast have closed due to shortages, while long queues form at those still open, as gas stations also ration their supplies. Severely limited power supplies, in part due to the crippling of nuclear energy plants, have prompted scheduled blackouts and has affected public transport in multiple prefectures as well as Tokyo. Even hospitals are having difficulty finding fuel to power their generators.
Those still stranded have faced even more dire conditions, with people atop one building who had inscribed a huge character for water on the roof, hoping that it would be seen by rescue helicopters. In rare hope given news, a man who was swept 15 kilometers out to sea by the tsunami was rescued 3 days later in good condition after clinging to the roof of his house. There have also been accounts of people who managed to outpace the speeding tsunami waves on foot or by car.
With some 94 governments that have offered their assistance to Japan thus far, international rescue and aid experts have been arriving from the US, the UK, Germany, Switzerland, China, South Korea, Singapore, Australia, Mexico, New Zealand, and Formosa or Taiwan. France and the Principality of Monaco joined in sending firefighters, along with a French search and rescue team of 134 personnel. Donation pledges also came from countries such as Aulak or Vietnam, Mongolia, Sri Lanka, who offered medical and rescue teams as well, and groups ranging from the UN Children's Fund or UNICEF World Vision to US sports teams. With aid group Doctors Without Borders appealing for food, water and blankets, nations like India are sending plane loads of blankets, with Thailand also pledging a 15,000 ton shipment of rice along with financial and medical assistance. In addition, Russia is planning to redirect 6,000 megawatts of energy as well as increase a supply of natural gas to Japan.
On Friday, March 11th, the day of the disaster, Supreme Master Ching Hai sent a $20,000 donation to assist the most in need, along with her condolences and prayers, asking our association members to go offer comfort and aid to the vulnerable.
She also expressed her heartfelt gratitude for the international aid. "It's deeply touching to see such loving concern and outpouring sympathy in action from all corners of the world that extend to Japan in her hour of need. My continued prayers for the Japanese people and other countries in need, with all my love and sorrow."
With thankfulness to the Japanese government as well as the governments, groups and individuals worldwide extending their care to the victims, we also thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for her timely assistance to Japan. Our prayers for the safety of the good-hearted Japanese people and the easing of such tragic events worldwide through our more conscientious and benevolent lifestyles.
Fires engulf homes in US states. On Friday, March 11th, fires driven by unseasonably warm temperatures and strong winds destroyed dozens of homes as the National Weather Service issued a red flag fire warning for most of Oklahoma, Texas, Colorado, Kansas, New Mexico, and Missouri. As more than 30 grass fires scorched drought-stricken Oklahoma, Governor Mary Fallon declared a state of emergency for all 77 counties. Meanwhile, Texas and Colorado also evacuated dozens of residents as firefighters there responded to nearly 30 fires between the two states, with several homes that were destroyed and nearly 15,000 acres consumed in Texas alone. Although the fires in Colorado, Texas, and most of the other states were largely contained by Saturday, they continued to burn in Oklahoma, aggravated by winds and prolonged dry conditions.
Conveying her love and prayers, Supreme Master Ching Hai requested that our association members please check with local officials to see if any assistance is needed, adding that emergency funds would be available. She also requested that they go, if possible, to render aid to the most vulnerable.
Our appreciation, Governor Fallin, officials, and brave firefighting personnel, as we also thank Supreme Master Qinghai for her attentive concern. May such events of endangerment to humans and wildlife alike soon subside as we transition to more benevolent, uplifting ways.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
More citizens speak out. Inspired by the peaceful Jasmine Revolution in Tunisia, where unarmed protesters calling for improvements in rights and governance gave way to social and political reforms, people across the world continue to gather, braving the threats to their own safety, to demand greater respect, human rights, democracy, and better livelihoods.
As demonstrations were held in Saudi Arabia, Croatia, Bahrain, Bulgaria, Mauritania, USA, Germany, Formosa or Taiwan, Lebanon, Libya, and Yemen, new protests also sprang up in countries such as Turkey, where thousands of journalists, along with activists, intellectuals, and members of minority parties, marched in Ankara to protest the arrest of the nation's journalists, carrying posters of slain and jailed media members as they called for improved freedoms and the release of those detained.
Also in Turkey, Russia Today reported that around 10,000 citizens protested the compromised quality of the government's healthcare system, which now includes a stipulation that doctors are paid based on the number of patients they see. In Lebanon, tens of thousands marched in rallies attended by Christian, Sunni, Muslim, and Druze community members, who called for the Hezbollah group to disarm, citing concerns the group is using its large weaponry arsenal to secure political gains. Meanwhile, Lebanon's Daily Star News reported that activists calling for an end to the government's religion-based government staged a 24-hour peaceful gathering in Beirut and several other cities.
In China, news agency Emirates 24/7 reported on tight security maintained by police in Beijing and Shanghai to stop protesters from demonstrating as businessman Guo Weidong became the 100th person reportedly detained after he posted calls for protests on the internet. Reporting on Morocco, France 24 stated that dozens of protesters were injured when the police stormed a building where they had sought refuge, with one witness reporting on violence against several women. Around 100,000 people were joined by legislators in Wisconsin, USA, as they called for State Governor Scott Walker to be removed from office after he passed a law that takes away state workers' collective bargaining rights. In Germany, following Japan's tragic earthquake and its highlighting of nuclear energy dangers, Prensa Latina reported that around 60,000 people protested by forming a human chain from Stuttgart to the Neckarwestheim nuclear plant, with Chancellor Angela Merkel pledging in response to have the reactors inspected.
Meanwhile, hundreds of Philippine laborers and migrant workers living in Formosa or Taiwan protest the government's freeze on hiring Philippine workers after 14 Formosans or Taiwanese were deported from the Philippines, and the Formosan government later announced that it would ease a measure that technically barred Philippine workers from entering Taiwan. In addition, the Philippine government announced the replacement of its immigration chief, promising to work out any differences with Formosa.
Violence escalated in Yemen from Sunday into Monday, March 14th, with reports that government supporters armed with clubs and knives attacked the unarmed pro-democracy protesters while police fired live bullets and tear gas, resulting in 3 deaths on Sunday. The UN, United Kingdom, European Union, and the US all spoke out against the escalation of violence and the excessive use of force, while Press TV reported that 20 parliamentarians and 45 members of the ruling General People's Congress Party resigned in protest of the government's actions and have joined the demonstrators.
Following some of the worst violence to occur in Bahrain, when police on Sunday fired rubber bullets and tear gas at thousands of pro-democracy protesters, the US government and Iranian Foreign Minister Ali Akbar Solehi urged the nation's leaders to exercise restraint and avoid such an approach. Iran's foreign ministry also spoke out against the Bahraini government's decision to bring in police and troops from the United Arab Emirates and Saudi Arabia, sent in response to Bahrain's request for help in dealing with protesters following their refusal to negotiate until the nation's cabinet ministers had stepped down. On a hopeful note, Al Jazeera reports that minority political groups meeting with Crown Prince Salman bin Hamad Al Khalifa to discuss how to achieve national dialogue received his assurance that doing so would be effective in addressing their key demands for government reforms.
In Libya, citizens report that forces loyal to Colonel Muammar Gaddafi have been engaged in conflict with an army group that refused to fire on fellow citizens in the city of Misrata, even as government forces were successful in taking over the city of Brega. Meanwhile, Xinhua News Agency reports that thousands of people are still stranded at the Tripoli airport trying to leave Libya, including thousands of migrants, mostly from African countries, who have been taking refuge in transit tents along the roadside and waiting for as long as 2 weeks.
It saddens us deeply to know of the lives lost as we wish for all tensions to ease and peace to reign and equality, dignity and freedom shared among the citizens of all countries.
Cape Verde Prime Minister's term renewed. As member of the African Party for the Independence of Cape Verde and Prime Minister since February 2001, José María Neves has been officially confirmed by President Pedro Pires of Cape Verde as Prime Minister for a third term. Having appointed the country's first ever predominantly female cabinet, Prime Minister Neves is also known for his advocacy of Cape Verde's membership in the European Union. Our respectful congratulations on your renewed post, Your Excellency. May your leadership be graced to continue serving the noble goals of the Cape Verdean people.
Save our planet. Climate change linked to harmful waterborne diseases. Evaluating the ocean effects of factors such as rising temperature and pollutants, researchers from the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, or NOAA, recently found that adverse conditions such as those created by toxic algal blooms could be extended for up to 3 months in vulnerable coastal areas. The toxic algae, which typically bloom from July to October, can accumulate in shellfish, and, if consumed by humans, can cause paralysis or even death. In fact, millions of sardine recently found dead in a Southern California, USA harbor were later found to have been contaminated with the paralyzing neurotoxin, domoic acid, that likely originated in toxic algae in the region.
In another study, scientists from the University of Georgia in the USA found that desert dust settling on seawater results in a swift and significant increase in vibrios, a type of ocean bacteria that can cause infectious diseases in humans. Airborne dust, due to land desertification, has been increasing in the last decades and is expected to continue to rise. Noting its potentially dangerous effect, study spokesperson Eric Lipp stated, "Within 24 hours of mixing weathered desert dust from Morocco with seawater samples, we saw a huge growth in vibrios, including one strain that could cause eye, ear, and open wound infections, and another strain that could cause cholera."
As we mourn the many deaths of the precious finned fish life, we appreciate the work of the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration scientists in highlighting this harmful climate change effect. May humanity make full use of the opportunity we now have to mitigate such conditions through our eco-conscious lifestyles.
Supreme Master Qinghai has frequently emphasized the hazardous implications of climate change as well as the actions needed to save humanity and the planet, as during a July 2008 video conference with Supreme Master Television staff in California, USA.
According to the scientists, there could be more than just one disaster. Rising sea level is not the only worrying event. Disease will also rise. They already do so in some parts of the world. If it has to happen, it happens. But please do not concentrate on these negative phenomena. Rather, we spend energy in constructive actions and positive thinking, and we have to envision a more beautiful world. Unless people change to a more benevolent lifestyle, that is, respecting our lives, then we will beget life and our lives will be spared. The more vegetarian people join the circle, the more chance we have to save the planet.
Save our planet. To encourage savings of both energy and finances, South Korea implements measures such as the nighttime switching off all commercial neon and other outdoor lights in the business and entertainment districts of capital city Seoul. Save our planet. Australia witnesses the second wettest summer this year, while the state of Victoria records the most precipitation in 111 years.
Hello, I'm Daisy the Alpaca, and my diet is deliciously vegan. I'm here today with a safety tip. Medical experts advise refraining from putting any object in your ears for cleaning purposes, as it might damage the delicate skin of the ear canal or eardrum. Thank you for being veg and going green to save the planet. And thanks for tuning in. Now, the weather around the world.
Supreme Master Qinghai International Association news from New Zealand. Our association members from Wellington were invited to present a seminar on vegan living at a summer camp conference of the Samoan Adventist Church from Pu'ua, New Zealand. The many benefits of the earth-saving plant-based diet were orally translated into Samoan by the church's pastor, Tautai Vautu'ua. After an enthusiastic question and answer session, our association member from Samoa demonstrated how to make a variety of delicious and nutritious green smoothies. In addition, vegan snacks and a delicious animal-free meal of Samoan green banana curry with rice were enjoyed by all. Pastor Vautu'ua and Minister Pepe Vautu'ua of the Samoan Seventh-day Adventist Church stated their intention to move toward a plant-based diet and to make the next year's summer camp free of meat and dairy.
All my life I'm trying to be vegetarian, but I don't know how. But now I know that God provides something for me, and I'm telling you, I hope everybody will try to educate themselves the way they eat and the way they live. This is beautiful. Be rich, go green to save the planet.
This has been a great experience. Definitely need to take my health serious, and this is a positive perspective in that direction. And thank you for the literature and the information, just to reaffirm everything. So, no, thank you so much. Yeah, really appreciate that. So be veg, go green to save the planet.
Our heartfelt appreciation, Minister Pepe Vautu'ua and Pastor Tautai Vautu'ua, for creating a forum to provide information on the compassionate vegan lifestyle. May all soon choose the diet of peace to protect vibrant health and a wondrous world.
In humanitarian news, Formosa, a Taiwan hospital, donates $250,000 in medical equipment to Nicaragua. The Changgung Memorial Hospital in Taipei contributed anesthesia machines, incubators, and ultrasound scanners to the Humberto Alvarado Hospital in the city of Masaya. The gift was presented by Formosa's ambassador to Nicaragua, the Honorable Wu Jinmu, to the director of the Humberto Alvarado, Dr. Eric Gutierrez. Our warm appreciation, Changgung Memorial Hospital, for your generous support of Humberto Alvarado Hospital. With international collaboration, may all precious individuals receive the best of medical care, supporting joyful and healthy lives. Up next on Noteworthy News, Google software designed to help people share opinions is now available in Iran. We'll take a God contemplative walk and be right back. Please stay tuned for more celebrating news here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, alleviating news for a calm world. In technology news, Google software including mapping, photo sharing, and web browsing can be downloaded by Iranian citizens. Google Earth, Picasa, and Chrome are being made available in Iran. Google Export Compliance Programs Manager Mr. Neil Martin said, "Our products are specifically designed to help people create, communicate, share opinions, and find information. Kudos, Google, for your dedication in service of global citizens. May the gracious Iranian people flourish in happiness, abundance, and sustainability."
Let's enjoy some humor with a joke told in Nepalese entitled Dog Audition.
एक जना टेलिभिजन को निर्मातालाई एउटा कार्यक्रम को आयोजकले कुकुर को गायन परीक्षामा निम्तो दिएका थिए। कुकुरले गीतहरू गायो र कथाहरू सुनायो। निकै प्रसन्न हुँदै ती निर्माताले त्यस कुकुरलाई एउटा कन्ट्र्याक्टमा हस्ताक्षर गर्न दिए। तर एउटा ठूलो कुकुर स्टुडियो भित्र छिर्यो। उसले गीत गाइरहेको त्यस कुकुरलाई च्याप्प समात्यो र तानेर अन्तै लग्यो। के भयो हँ? निर्माताले सोधे। उनी त्यस कुकुरकी आमा थिइन्। कार्यक्रम आयोजकले खिन्न हुँदै भने, उनले आफ्नो छोरालाई डाक्टर बनाउन चाहन्छिन्। यो मनोरञ्जनको व्यवसाय एकदमै जटिल छ भन्ने उनी ठान्छिन्।
And now for our viewers' hotline.
Your TV channel has been a blessing to me, especially as it has to do with being vegetarian to save our planet. It is now part of my daily activities as I enjoy every program. But my favorite is Words of Wisdom by Supreme Master Chin Hai. Thanks a lot, Chukwe Buka from Nigeria.
Kindred spirit Chukwe Buka, it is fantastic to get your message. We also deeply cherish Supreme Master Ching Hai's profound spiritual discourses on words of wisdom. All our love and God's many blessings to you and the pure-minded people of Nigeria.
Do you have a hotline today? We welcome your hotlines and stories. Please send them to hotline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/hotline. It's been a pleasure to have your company on Noteworthy News.
May your days be blessed with heavenly inspiration and love.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Pakistani Prime Minister Syed Yusuf Raza Gilani announces a $19.9 million allocation for the welfare and rehabilitation of some 32,000 people returning since peace has been restored to Karam Agency.
U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton embarks on an overseas tour to Europe with a mission of finding ways to help bring peace to Libya, with later visits to Tunisia and Egypt, as the highest level U.S. official to visit since their new transition to democratic governments.
Officials in China announced the completion of the 6.7-mile Shijiazhuang Tunnel, passing 200 feet beneath the Pearl River in South Guangdong Province, which is designed for high-speed train travel and is scheduled to go into operation next year.
In his weekly address, U.S. President Barack Obama continues to call for improvement of women's status as he pledges to continue with efforts to pass such legislation as the Paycheck Fairness Act.
As part of his regional tour of Latin America, Iran's Deputy Foreign Minister Behruz Kamalvandi is welcomed in Bolivia for discussions of international issues, as well as furthering the two countries' cordial relations.
Working for the past three decades, Van Tha Pagoda in Southern Olac of Vietnam continues to assist the less fortunate with sprain and joint ailments, treating up to 80 patients each day. Supreme Master Ching Hai is offering $10,000 for the support of Van Tha Pagoda's good work with her thanks.
In a joint effort, effort by Clark County Humane Society, the American Society for the Prevention of Cruelty for Animals, the International Fund for Animal Welfare, and volunteer veterinarians. 349 surviving dogs are rescued from a shelter in Ohio, USA, that lacked adequate resources to care for the animals.
With gratitude to all the caregivers, Supreme Master Ching Hai is offering $10,000 to share the love and costs of their noble endeavors. The Danish Refugee Council is establishing a national program in Tehran, Iran, to help improve the lives and livelihoods of millions of Afghan asylum seekers living in the country.
The popular televised Martha Stewart Show in the USA continues on a veg trend as it invites all vegans to apply for free tickets to attend a special upcoming vegan show to be recorded in New York, USA.
Top Chinese government advisor Jia Baolan affirms the need to ban bear bile extractions as soon as possible, calling on the government to encourage bear bile farmers to leave the industry while prioritizing respect and protection of black bears.
We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWM.